My name is Richard Barone, and I'm here at the festival first as a performer, really, and secondly as a curator and host of a concert, Sorrows and Promises, Greenwich Village in the 1960s, which is a tribute to the origins of the singer-songwriter movement. And I think it's perfect for South by Southwest because practically everybody here is a singer-songwriter in some form. And I think that we all owe, myself included, and I think that we all owe a lot to the pioneers who started that movement in the early 60s in Greenwich Village. I happen to live in Greenwich Village, and I'm really always aware that this is where, that is where the singer-songwriter, I think it's was a revolution. It's when artists like took over their own destiny as performing artists because they wrote their own music. That was a new thing. And it was also a vehicle to for political and social change, and it gave it made it much easier for an audience to identify with the singer because they were singing their own words. That all of that was a new thing then, and you know, of course, Bob Dylan famously came out of that. But there's a lot more. There are other writers that were very important then, and some that even inspired Bob Dylan that we don't know as well today. So my job on this show is to kind of bring those out to light a bit as well. Even though there are many Bob Dylan songs in the show, it's a 5.5-hour concert. We just did a panel discussion today about that very topic here at South by Southwest. And there are many parallels with now in that it's a good time to voice your opinions when things are not maybe the way they should be or the way you feel that they should be. And music gives you a certain power that no other medium gives you to create something where people can sing along and be part of that maybe can cause change, but certainly can suggest change, if not that, you know. But I think it can actually make change. I worked with Pete Seeger. I produced Pete Seeger's last record. He was able to, I think, create change by his songs, you know. Woody Guthrie, who will be represented in the show with his song This Land Is Your Land, I mean, that made a big impact in the 40s when that came out. There was a need for that song then. It was, you know, pro-immigration, pro-unity. You know, they call the United States of America. It should be a little more united than it is. It isn't. And music gives you a chance to feel part of a group also. That's what was happening in the 60s. That's not so much happening now, but I think if artists are more aware of what happened then, we could use some of that now. It may filter back to us. Well, that's very symbolic, isn't it? I mean, the idea that it's the people from all different countries coming to one place for one purpose. I mean, that's a powerful message in itself, right? I think of this show, Sorrows and Promises, Greenwich Village in the 1960s, as a mini festival within South by Southwest. Because there are people from Jules Jones, who's sitting here with me, is singing a Woody Guthrie song in the show. He came in from Cork, Ireland to perform. There are artists from Helsinki, Finland. There are artists from, of course, the UK and all over the United States, and maybe seven, you know, or eight of other countries. I mean, it's very quite international. And I think that's a symbolism in that. All singing songs of Greenwich Village of the 1960s. I mean, that's a unifying thought, isn't it? I think. And I think that, you know, symbolically, that's what music should do, is bring people together from diverse places and have a common, there's always a common ground. And music can really illustrate that.
I have two grandparents, and one is Brian Jones, the founder of the Rolling Stones, and my step-grandfather is Donovan. And Woody Guthrie is so inspirational, and Brian and Donovan, they loved him, like they loved his lyrics and what he stood for. So Richard asked me would I sing that song, and I'm very happy to, I'm honored to be doing it. And yeah, it's great. Like,
my question to him would not really be a question, it would be a thank you for being one of the instigators of a great movement of self-expression. You know, wish is that would be a motivation that would spread more now to younger artists, and I think it does and will, and it can and does and will. You know, but I would just thank Graham Nash for being part of something that was larger than all of us. Well, public radio has always been, you know, the pure radio in the United States. Of course, I support public radio in New York. I live in New York, in Greenwich Village, and my station is WFUV Public Radio. But there's also, you know, there are other public radio stations in the area. It's just I happen to be very close with WFUV. I'm very supportive of that station. They're very supportive of me, and always have been. So, I mean, the more that... Let me just start by saying, and end by saying, that, you know, the public radio not only deserves our support, but it needs the support of everyone, and including the, you know, they should get funded much better than they do from our federal government. But regardless, I think as individuals we can all support public radio, and should. You always have to go by your heart and your own feelings. Like the whole celebration of Sorrows and Promises, which is also my current album, and I didn't write any of the songs. All of the songs on my new album are from this era. And it starts with Buddy Holly, who lived in the village at that time in 1959, just before the 60s happened. And I feel that between him, and he was writing very catchy pop rock songs, right? That the marriage of Buddy Holly and Woody Guthrie to me was the origins of the singer-songwriter movement. And this album sort of has that sound and that feel, starting with Buddy and going through Dylan and even Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground and Simon and Garfunkel and Janis Ian, one of my favorites, and Dion. And The Love and Spoonful, both of those last two artists I mentioned appear on the album with me, singing their songs that they wrote. What's been guiding me has always been the idea of self-expression and being true to myself. And those artists were pioneers in that. Thank you so much. And really, people can visit richardbarone.com and see more about this project. It's larger than just a concert. It's an ongoing project for me. We've been performing in museums and New York Public Library and et cetera, you know, with the stories of this era and the songs.